Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Syrian girl reporting from an undisclosed location. Everything you've talked about the last 8 months has turned out to be accurate. The Russians are talking about the Third World War. A lot of analysts are. You've got the floor of the last 5 minutes of this portion of the interview to break down other facets.
Thank you very much. I did have the urge to say that you're a patriot and I'm a patriot, so we understand each other. We don't want enemies. We just want to live the way we want to live independently and have safety in our land. And what Syria is facing at the moment, you can say whatever you want about each side. You can, every side might have a sad story. You know, that's absolutely true. But at the end of the day, Syria is facing a foreign attack by foreigners. And everybody who loves their country, who wants it to be secure, would oppose that in their own nation. And the fact is that we're both dealing with traitors. You know, you have traitors in your government. We have traitors not just outside our government, but inside our government too. You know, corruption is a form of treason. So at the end of the day, you know, you have people defecting. They're being bought. This is in Syria. They're being bought by the UK, which has pledged now another £5 million to go to try to fuel the war in Syria. You have also the U.S. pledging money. You have Qatar pledging money. And if this was a grassroots movement, why would it need so many fighters and so many weapons and so much money from foreigners, not Syrian people? You know, I've seen revolutions happen without such things, grassroots, where millions of people have striked and said what they wanted. But that's not what's happening in Syria. And globally speaking, you know, Syria is not a country that is a New World Order country. We do not ascribe to them. And so they call us a rogue state. And they want to push us to be in line with everybody else. And this is what this is all about. You know, when they want their regional global war to happen, they want to be able to control both sides. And Al-Qaeda is about controlling the side of the Muslims. And if they can get all the Muslims to be under the banner of Al-Qaeda, just like they tried to get the Iraqi resistance in Iraq to be under the banner of Al-Qaeda, though they didn't succeed, then they can control both sides of the war, and they can keep it going on and on and on. So I think that's really what I wanted to say. You know, we're all fighting the same creature, and I hope that, you know, we will be victorious.
Well, Syrian girl, you're right. How can people check out your Twitter, Facebook, YouTube channels? Give out that contact info for people that want to learn more about your reporting.
My YouTube is Syrian Girl Partisan, and Partisan is with an S, and there's no spaces. And Partisan Girl is my Twitter, and Partisan Girl is my Facebook as well. So if you find any one of them, you'll find the other one.
Well, charging up Al-Qaeda and giving them all this power is incredibly dangerous. And our media thinks we're so stupid. In a year, they'll be saying we've got to go into Syria because Al-Qaeda runs it. And Al-Qaeda blew up this, blew up that. So we've got to surveil the American people. It's incredibly transparent. And if our criminal government would run Al-Qaeda, they would run the mass shootings. And they have. They would run Fast and Furious. They could do anything. And they have. And this is not our government. This is the globalists doing this. They hate the Syrians. They hate the American people. They hate all national sovereignty. And Assad has been a lot better than his father. Probably one of the best stabilizing forces there. Gaddafi been working with the West. They set him up to put Al-Qaeda in and just to engage in incredible crimes. And your family are political, refugees of Syria. You're not Assad fans. It's so bad, you've got to fight Al-Qaeda. You've got to be against the West, bringing in jihadis that were in on the BBC in Libya with signs saying, "Here we come, Syria," 6-8 months ago. I mean, incredible. Syrian girl, thank you so much for your courage. We'll talk to you again soon on the Nightly News. We'll be back with a guest in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Or so, we're going to be joined by the author of Clouded Titles, one of the biggest stories out there. Dave Krieger is going to be here with us in just a moment. In fact, he is here with us right now. If you just joined us, it is Friday, the 10th day of August, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, and so on. That'd be 10 to 1 Mountain, 9 to noon Pacific. And then I come back Sundays 4 to 6 Central. Live, 4 to 6 Central with the Sunday transmission. Because so much news and information breaks over the weekend that we need to be on the air on Sundays. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Hard to believe I've been doing the Sunday show now for about 6 years. Time just flies. Seems like yesterday I started out on Access TV 17 years ago and almost immediately got a local radio show and then got syndicated a few years ago, I guess in 1998. Just amazing. 14 years. And here the show is just growing and growing because people would hear the show and think it was really radical in the past. And now they've seen so much of it come true. I was like, oh, Alex Jones says they've got plans to use troops on the American people. Now they're rolling it out on the streets of America. U.S. Army tactical manuals describe how to control domestic insurrection. Yeah, the Tea Party is who they say. And they believe Al-Qaeda will link up in the Army training manuals and the War College documents. This is public. They publicly published this. The Tea Party is going to link up, wait for it, with Al-Qaeda. I mean, the Tea Party on average is the most Islamophobic group you can imagine. It's amazing how dumb they think we are. Meanwhile, the Pentagon, the globalists run Al-Qaeda and admit it in the news. And the CFR said, quote, we need Al-Qaeda. Oh, well, I will not pledge allegiance to Al-Qaeda. So call me anti-American if you want, because in the new America, we have reached 1984. Al-Qaeda is evil and hiding under every table. So TSA has to molest your children and fondle your wife and you. But at the same time, Al-Qaeda are heroes in Libya and Syria. But they're bad and going to link up with the Tea Party. Anyone that believes that, if you're a new listener, by the way, that came out in, was all over mainstream news just this week. We reported on it. Others did. The report of Army training to take on Tea Party insurrection. Just type that in. You'll get mainstream news on it, not just us. They actually in the mainstream news were like, maybe we should get ready for them. And they say we could link up with Al-Qaeda. So, sure. Well, I'm not linking up with Al-Qaeda. I mean, I'm not NATO or the Pentagon. I didn't create Al-Qaeda like the Pentagon did. I didn't use them against the Russians or against the Serbs or against everybody else. I didn't use them against the United States so they could take our liberties here domestically. I've interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy who was ordered to give them waivers to get them into the United States and was told they're CIA agents. And then the head of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, went out and said, Muhammad Atta trained in our base. Something's going on. The government's involved. They began a court-martial on him until he shut up. And then he's like on the witness protection program or something. They don't want you to. And then another guy who saw them putting bombs in the buildings. Well, they told him bombs in the buildings. He died a few weeks after coming on the show. That was Barry Jennings, the deputy head of New York Emergency Management in Building 7. You know, I just think we got some pretty bad people running things. You know, the type that shipped 20,000 guns and hand grenades into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. So that's some of the news up there. And a carbon agenda set stage for rolling blackouts in California. Back to the old Enron scams. Cut off the power so they can charge you more. They found that that creates the perception of scarcity. That came out in the Enron documents. And 12 years later, they're back. They're back. Surveillance cameras turned off during Sheikh Temple shooting. But the attorney general is there right now at services feeding off of it, a guy who said as deputy attorney general he wants to ban the Second Amendment. Massive IRS fraud scheme allows illegals to grab billions. I told you about this last week before it broke. I never got our story out. But it's a lot bigger than just giving them fake IDs. They're then allowed to take other people's Social Security numbers, merge the two, even though they don't match. And the system is then prosecuting or going after or shutting down the bank accounts of the citizen who they enable the illegal to take your identity. I mean, man, that is, you never can underestimate the banker occupiers and how they want to destroy this country. $22 billion to ship General Motors to China. Buy those Cadillacs made in China. So a cop strip search mom forcibly. Now, this is out of the Broward Palm Beach New Times, but I can't even really say this on air. It was that the woman was that time of the month and they pulled the feminine product out of her body and are very proud of their activities. And so the TSA is leading the way now because they now do that. They take women in private areas and make them remove things, colostomy bags. Old ladies are forced to stand and then they make other slaves pick them up if they can't stand. It's all part of our humiliation. 11 things that can happen when you allow your country to become enslaved to bankers. That's all up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And then, in the last 20 minutes of the show today, after our guest leaves us, I promise to have him back to take calls, we are going to premiere, because I got like 20 minutes of footage of this. They're back there grabbing it off my cell phone. It takes a while to encode it for whatever reason. They're cutting it down to like 7-8 minutes. We're going to play a drone. I got drone today driving in from up 290 into Austin. And then there was a big traffic backup because of a wreck and the truck police checkpoint, so I barely made it here. I may have to just move back into town because the new checkpoints and drones are such a free country. I tell you, it's so free. I mean, I got up close, folks. I'm driving. I go, that's a drone right over the road. So that is coming up. We're going to break that down. But for the next hour and 20 minutes, as I said, we are joined by a guy we've had on the radio a few weeks ago on the nightly news and backed by popular demand. Dave Krieger is a former major market radio news reporter. Yeah, right here at News Radio 590 AM, where we're on. News director, television news reporter, anchorman, and investigative journalist who has won national and state news awards from Associated Press broadcasters. Dave was a former member of Radio Television News Directors Association. He began studying law in the early 1990s. He just found out about all this fraud with the titles and everything, and so got into that. He's been working with some big law firms that have been in national news. That's how I found out about him beating the big banks. And so he now has been putting on these big paralegal events where lawyers come to learn from him. And his newest incarnation of his book, Clouded Titles, is 396 pages, the latest with court cases that are winning, strategies that will win, not get you put in prison. So very, very exciting. Lawyers are buying these by the case, and so are their the lawyers are handing them out to their clients. And it's for sale at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139. And we have it discounted, I think, by $10 off the regular price at InfoWarsShop.com is the lowest price anywhere. We're evil capitalists here. So be sure and check it out at InfoWarsShop.com. I just want to say, though, Dave, you didn't build this. You didn't write this book. You didn't go to all the seminars. You didn't go interview all the lawyers. You haven't worked for many years at law firm up in Dallas fighting this. You have done nothing. Would you like to thank Obama for writing your book?
Of course I would.
Good. Would you like to thank government for giving birth to you?
Actually, the government, yeah, you got to love that. The government actually helped me out a lot. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the government and all the shenanigans that have been going on with the big banks and these issues that we're finding out now with Eric Holder and Lanny Breuer and the Justice Department ties, we now have a new white paper.
That's right. They did this too, so they did build it, actually.
We have a new white paper that's out now by the Government Accountability Institute that actually has gone into detail and is working, a working model, 27 pages long, that goes into detail about the MERS, Eric Holder, Lanny Breuer, DOJ, SEC connection.
Okay, well, let's explain for, well, most of the listeners understand this, but we got millions of listeners, so there's probably 300,000, 400,000 people listening for the first time right now. So give it just a few minutes as we're, skip the break as I'm late. I need to stop doing this. I'm out of control. You know, we can't skip the break. Give us just a breakdown of what is happening, the history of this, and then give us the latest on the loving DOJ.
The basis for writing the book was the fact that I started to see a pattern in 2006. I got out of my last mortgage in October of 2006, right before it was going to reset itself. It was one of those adjustable rate mortgages. Basically, what was happening is in 2003, when this whole nonsense started, the promotion had been that everybody needed to, and, you know, this is part of the brain game where they put this idea in your head that you need to own a house. And it doesn't matter, you know, whether you have a job or not. That's why they have ninja loans, which is no job, no income, no assets.
And they now have that for cars and everywhere else.
Exactly. And you just tell us how much money you want to make, and we'll put it down, and we'll get you a loan for that. And they've got these programs out there that are all tied to the securitization market, and they use a vehicle called mortgage electronic registrations.
And then they tie these packages of total crud and get government to invest your pension and everything else in, and then holds you hostage.
Exactly. And then you find out your 401k has been depleted, and they're paying you back at 10 cents on the dollar after you sue them. So in essence, that's how this
works. But they don't care because they got the fees swapping all the derivatives crud.
$50 trillion.
Plus the SWAT team standing by if you don't like it.
Yeah, $50 trillion they made off derivatives.
By the way, you don't add in here, you're a Vietnam veteran, combat veteran. Well, what is it like for you to see the country become this corrupt?
Well, you know, from a Vietnam vet's point of view, it's sad that we have to see all of this stuff that we're over there. I mean, first off, most of the vets in Vietnam didn't even know why they were there. And most of the stuff I was involved in was involved with Army Security Agency, so I don't talk about that. So it's just one of these things where, you know, as far as combat goes, you know, we didn't see a lot of that. We were more behind the scenes.
You were more
advisory capacity.
More of an Air America capacity?
You got to love that.
You'll
run away with that one.
Loving government, huh?
Got to love it. Yeah, Air America, Black Ops, all the other good stuff. You know, we know that there was a certain amount of that going on, but, you know, that...
It's a very loving government.
Here to there, you know.
It's a very loving government.
Yeah. The bigger problem we have now is trying to...
I had some family in Army Security. You know what they did?
What's
in the U.S.?
Primers.
Well, I've said it on air before. I'm not going to get into it. Anyways, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We're going to break down the loving foreign banks taking over the country through derivatives fraud and how to stop them.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Dave Krieger is in studio with us, and then after he leaves us in about an hour from now, we're going to go to phones here in about 20 minutes for your questions, your horror stories. We will get into my little run-in with a drone today, and I have video of it. So we're going to air the audio of that and the video here on the radio. Obviously, the video works better, but there's an interview, too, coming up in about an hour. Here it is. Deed, who really owns your home? Over 700,000, or is that 70 million?
70 million.
Yeah, 70 million titles. I can read that. It's so big. to property are clouded. Is yours one of them? This book could help you find out and fix it. In fact, I use information similar to this book to make sure with my house that I had that. And it goes on to break it all down. Clouded titles, new updated edition with case studies and sites. And Dave Krieger is our guest. It's available at InfoWarsShop.com, as I was saying. Invaluable book to have. Okay, Dave, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Break down how the scam worked, what happened, what MERS is, and then let's get into the usual suspect. I mean, it seems like everything, the attorney general's involved in it, even back during Clinton with his law firm, when he was deputy attorney general, getting all this changed. Where this is going, and let's get into the patriot mythology, getting a lot of people in trouble versus real stuff that's in your book. Then let's take phone calls.
Sure. Well, Alex, the thing started in 1995. It was a concept of how can we basically control and track and transfer these mortgage notes on Wall Street. And so Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the Mortgage Bankers Association, American Land Title Association, and all the major banks got together and came up with a game plan, and they got Covington & Burling, a law firm in Washington, D.C., to issue an opinion letter. And basically what it did was it gave what we call Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, or MERS, credence to do what it's doing in America. And what in essence happens is that when you go to the closing table and you sign this piece of paper, which represents a mortgage or deed of trust, there's an 18-digit MIN number or MERS identification number that is the property of MERS Corp Holdings, Inc. that appears near the document title. And the things that we've been trying to do is to get people to recognize this, which is one of the fundamental reasons I wrote the book, because, you know, if you knew what the consequences were of getting a MERS loan or MERS mortgage, MERS doesn't have anything to do with the actual mortgage note itself. MERS actually only is a computer database that, for all intents and purposes, tracks the sales of these repetitively as they occur on Wall Street between the parties. The unfortunate thing about MERS, which it admits, by the way, is that it is not a substitute for the land records. All it is an electronic database that is used by its membership subscribers, which is kind of like the credit bureaus. If you ever wonder who inputs the data on the credit reports, well, this is all these member subscribers of the credit bureaus that have access to this information. And the credit bureau is entrusted to the Fair Credit Reporting Act to basically keep track and make sure that everything that's being reported is accurate, which is why we have the dispute process. You know, to look at it just the opposite, MERS does not have this kind of government regulation, as do the banks.
So it's not a real deed registration. They created it so they could run these scams and sell the deeds over and over again.
Well, they sell the mortgage notes over and over again.
Exactly. So how many times? Exactly. But I mean, it's the same. I mean, the same thing in the final equation, though, isn't it?
Well, actually, no. Your mortgage note, it was really sad to hear that.
I know they're two different things, but they come back to court and try to take your house with it.
Exactly. Well, they try to come with part of the equation, not all of it. And this is one of the things that the attorneys who are studying this stuff and are sharing this information with me are telling me, is that they're trying to get the entire equation put together and do it in such a way that the judge will believe it. Because right now,
so they're engaged in perjury and fraud, and constructive fraud. But the issue here is that for years now, they're getting their clocks clean in courts all over the place. And that's what you break down in your book.
A lot of them have been. We've had a few significant cases where the homeowners have won. And we just had a RICO-style action happen down in the Gulf Coast of Florida. We have an appellate attorney down there in Englewood that actually won a case. It's Elizabeth Corson. And, it's been circulating around the Internet. And I'm sure if you type in Corson, C-O-U-R-S-E-N, you'll see that case. We actually defeated a motion to dismiss there on the appellate level. Basically, we reversed it. We're having a few victories. And then, of course, we have some of the sad consequences of what happens to people when they go in and they try and fight this thing on their own, and they file documents in the land records that are not appropriate. And as I was sharing with you before we went on the air, Alex, this woman in California filed a document in the land records in an attempt to stop a foreclosure of her parents' home. And now she was convicted of two felony counts and sentenced to a year in jail.
Yeah, stay there. We're going to come back and break that down, because there are people out there on the Internet that will tell you to do stuff like this. This is the power of common law. You're filing and swearing to something. And let me tell you, it's fraud if it's not true. Now, the banks are doing it. But just because they're engaged in fraud doesn't mean we now run to beat them and engage in fraud. So we're going to break down the right way to do it versus the wrong way and take your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And Dave Krieger is our guest in studio. You have literally hundreds of trillions of dollars worldwide by the Chinese government, Russian government, European governments, pension funds. And this is also done in Europe to some extent. It's not as bad as here, but some countries even worse from what I've read, to where it's all just fraudulent. I remember they make you put money in escrow to pay your property taxes. First house, like 14 years ago, I moved into. It was a little bitty house, and I had put my money in, and about a year later, I was told your mortgage has been sold two or three times. It's finally Bank of America. Every few months, it was a new place to, you know, back then it was actually send a check in. And then they said, you don't have $3,000 or whatever it was in escrow. And I went and checked the records. We did. They'd taken the money, and they were letting me know they were starting proceedings to take the house that I'd put money down on and been paying on for, you know, a year and a half or so. And I had to go get a lawyer and send them a letter and threaten Bank of America. But imagine old ladies or people that don't know what they're doing. And I'm certainly no rocket scientist, especially 14 years ago. I've learned a lot since then. But you see the cases on the news. I mean, we've played these here for like CNN, where they took in Florida a $1.2 million house that had been paid for a decade plus before with cash, never had a securitized note that had been sold out in the market. Explain this to people, and let's get in, as you were, to the Patriot mythology, some of the stuff where declare yourself a sovereign of the realm of the Lord and file it, and they'll just come arrest you. Because that's no different than what the bankers are doing. If they're engaged in fraud, you don't go file something else. You need to get this book, folks, because this has got a bunch of the cases that have actually succeeded. And there's different types of fraud going on. But please continue, Dave.
Stuff changes all the time. Scenario sometimes gets very ugly. We see cases like the one in Stanislaus County, California, where the woman is trying to protect her parents' house. It's in the final stages of foreclosure. And, you know, these well-meaning souls out there, I call them patriot paralegals, type up these documents thinking that they can use the UCC, common law, and basically they move outside of the system's tools to attempt to enforce their way on the system.
And the system immediately recognizes that it's not within, you know, kosher systems.
Exactly, and this is what causes the problems. And as a result of her filing these documents in Stanislaus County, the district attorney had her prosecuted. We've had numerous instances that I've run across in the state of Texas where somebody has gone in and written and filed affidavits after the trustee's deed. The property was foreclosed on, it was sold, the trustee's deed was filed, and so instead of fighting it at the detainer hearing, which would be the next thing, let's kick you out of your house, and so we have to go do what we call a forcible detainer hearing. And what ends up happening is this particular person files a whole series of documents, starting with an affidavit, rescinding everything that's already been foreclosed on. Well, it's a little late for that. And when she went to the county clerk to record it, there was somebody who didn't even work in the clerk's office that looked at the documentation and said, I don't think I'd file that stuff if I were you. She went ahead and did it anyway. And when I got to looking at it, I was just like scratching my head going, this is paralleling the case in Stanislaus County. A judge literally could throw the...
Well, there are a bunch of scammers. I know a bunch of patriot paralegals who are winning in court and are having success, but they're following cases that have won. They're following, you know, systems that are there. So there is success there as well, but there's a bunch of lawyers. I mean, I've seen you have countless cases now that are having victories. The point is you want to go with real instruments that point out the fraud the bankers are engaged in. Don't counter their fraud with your own made-up garbage.
Well, look at the county land records as a sacred vault of documents that basically represent a person's chain of title from the time they took possession of it and were given a warranty deed all the way up to the current state and condition of title. And through these chain of title assessment seminars and stuff that I do, I teach people to go in and analyze step by step from the warranty deed forward to see how many times the chain of title has been affected. One of the things we're seeing is the more you go out and borrow and refi and get a HELOC and refi, the worse condition the chain of title becomes because you have more outside third parties interfering in the chain and filing documents that appear to be legitimate when they're anything but.
Let me ask you this. How bad does it get? Because I've had different economists and experts and lawyers on, some of the lawyers that have won in court that you mentioned in your book. And they talk about how many times in derivatives these securitized loans are being sold and the fraud that these groups are holding. How many times are they selling these titles on average?
Well, the notes are basically on Wall Street, Alex, are being taken and spun over anywhere from 9 to 30 times, maybe more. We don't know because they're hidden in the MERS system. The MERS electronic database keeps track of all the transfers, but none of these are recorded in the land records, and this is what's causing the problems with the 70 chains of title.
And they come take houses in some cases, not just where you're behind and then they fraudulently do it, where they just take houses that they never even had anything to.
Well, it could have been because of the fact that when they, and I was talking to a title guy in Cleveland yesterday, and he told me that we see a lot of problems and mistakes that were done because somebody who was preparing the warranty deed put the wrong legal description on, and they basically, when they filed the warranty deed, all of a sudden it looked like that there could be a potential slander of someone else's title. And so when you're looking at a legal description that all of a sudden should say lot 6, block 7, but it says, because of the fact that, you know, they were having a bad day and looked cross-eyed at the computer, didn't have enough coffee, and hit lot 7, block 7, all of a sudden, now we have a lien on the wrong property. And this is where you see a lot of this back.
Oh, yeah, I saw cases, speaking in California, in L.A., they're now having thousands of cases a year of innocent people being arrested because they just put your name in a bank robber or a child molester's area, and now your life's ruined. And it's so Byzantine that no one can fix it.
It's going to take at least a century to fix this problem if we can stop MERS now. And I do know that there is a movement afoot by many legislatures to try to cut the MERS equation out of the recordation process.
But then what does that do to all the derivatives based on it worldwide?
Well, the derivatives generally don't have anything to do with what's in the land records. They're two distinct entities. But, I mean, you literally could go out if you wanted to, if it was available. You literally could bet against the weather. You could say, well, you know what? I know that it's going to rain tomorrow, but I'm going to bet against the fact it's going to rain, bet that it's going to be sunny, so that when it comes to find out that it's not sunny, I'm going to collect. I'm going to go in and I'm going to collect on that bet. This is kind of what they did when they structured these loans.
No, I know, but I mean, if MERS goes under, they'll lose even more of the cases. My point is, all this fraud is based on this fraudulent filing system. So, and from what I've read, the big banks are still doing this.
Yes, they are, and this is a thing that we have to, you know, the only thing I could do to, because I can't give you legal advice. I'm a paralegal. I'm not an attorney. But having looked at this from a journalist's perspective, the only thing that we can do is say no to MERS mortgages. Just say, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sign any mortgage paperwork if MERS is involved.
So anybody that's going to buy a house, anyone that's going to sell a house,
or refi,
or that already has a house with a mortgage, you need to get the book, Clouded Titles, at InfoWarsShop.com, and read it. It's amazing. Now, continuing here, what are some of the other – well, first off, here's the toll-free number. If you have a horror story – if you have a question that he can generally speak to, because even when I have lawyers on, they're not going to speak to your case because they don't know the particulars. So we can't give legal advice, but just general comments or what you would do if you have horror stories or stories in your family or questions or comments or success stories, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is a big deal. It affects our whole economy. Clouded Titles, Dave Krieger. And the book, 800-259-9231. We'll start going to your calls coming up in the next segment. Take about 40 minutes of calls. Continuing, what are some of the other patriot mythology things? Because, I mean, people call me. They send me on air for 17 years. They send me these big stacks of legalese. And if I just announce this and that and file this, and I file magically bond money that's under my Social Security number will be sent to me. And, you know, I hear these talk show hosts, you know, they're going to file a $1 billion lien on this or that. And of course, nothing ever really succeeds. But it's almost like magic. It's almost like thinking a Harry Potter book or a Ouija board is real. Larry Beecraft is a great lawyer and patriot. He's talked about this. There are real things to fight these crooks, and they are lawless. But again, just because the system's lawless, it still has the establishment mantle to it. And we're breaking through that. But you just don't fight it with whole cloth new theorem.
That's been a big problem, Alex, and when people go into the courthouse and take this system upon themselves and do what, you know, we're hearing about now, another horror story is these administrative processes that people are filing in the land records, and they're filing, you know, what they're apparently trying to take something to the international court, and like The Hague doesn't care about this stuff. The problem that we're
doing, I mean, there are procedures to sue banks when they've lied, or isn't it where they violated the paperwork and violated your rights at the original time of signing? I mean, there's a lot of ways to go after them.
Well, you know, we've seen attorneys do non-disclosure suits because nobody was told that MERS was there at the time and what they were for. People went in and they were so interested in getting the keys, they just signed their life away. You literally could have put in there, borrower agrees to give us his firstborn 1 year after this loan, is in force and effect. And they would just sign.
And a fraudulent contract is null and void.
Well, yeah, but they don't read it, and that's the problem. People do not read and understand what they're signing. They go to the closing table. They want the keys. You know, they've tried like the Dickens to get a loan mod. And why would you do a loan modification with a bank that doesn't even own your note? That's another big problem we're having. But do you?
Okay, well, just give us a smattering, because I've had a bunch of these lawyers on before. A smattering of things that are winning in court. Things that are things. I mean, obviously, it's all in the book, but things to look for.
Well, if you see documents filed in the land records, and we see most of the problems having to do with assignments, this is a big problem, because when they finally do come out of the closet, these people on Wall Street that are playing in the derivatives markets, and they record a document in the land records, generally we're seeing that it's 5 or 6 years past the actual date the note should have been conveyed into the pool. And this is a big problem. And the big arguments that are being won now is arguments having to do with whether or not this falls under Uniform Commercial Code at Section 3 or whether it falls under Sections 8 and 9. Because Sections 8 and 9, basically, for those unlearned, have to do with non-negotiable instruments. And so when I look at these situations and I see that a note has been taken out of the realm of an Article 3, UCC and put into Article 9 and it's been pandered on Wall Street and sold and resold and the borrower has no idea, then that in of itself creates issues that attorneys are
Sure. Getting. Also, they're successful, but I mean, I know you all, you know all the finer details, but elaborate on this point and then the others that you're about to cover. What about where they have lawyers for the banks come in and lie and say that they have all the proof and chain of custody and ownership and all of this, and they're not? I mean, can't you also get them on that?
There have been movements in the states now, specifically New York and Nevada. Nevada came out with AB, Assembly Bill 284, which basically says that if you file phony documents in a court case in that state, and it can be shown that these documents are not legitimate, that the attorney could be disbarred and be facing jail time. It's a felony.
But wasn't that already on the books?
It was just.
It's like saying pass laws.
Yeah, last year.
But it's like saying pass a law in Texas, the TSA can't grab your genitals. There's already laws that you can't do that. I mean, there's got to be laws in all the states. I've seen some of them where you get in trouble for filing false documents.
Well, yes.
That's fraud.
There are.
Perjury.
Yeah, we have QUITAM actions that have been filed all over the country, specifically in California.
Can't somebody do that who's not even a party? That's what that is, right?
Well, yeah, the QUITAM basically is a whistleblower action. And yeah. They basically go out and say, okay, I declare that I have information, and based on that information, I'm filing a suit that all of these things are false claims. Those in and of themselves are legal, but the attorneys I'm talking to that filed these claims years ago are now running into problems with them. And it all falls back on UCC Article 9 as to whether or not these are negotiable instruments under 3 or non-negotiable instruments.
Under 5. Most of the victories against the bankers, where is it successful?
Agency. The thing we're seeing now is if you can defeat and you can split or separate the relationship between the entities that are filing these documents and the entities that claim to hold the note, if you can split these things, in other words, when the trusts themselves come back in, and if you look in your assignment and you see an assignment that says this note has been assigned to, and there's some gobbledygook all the way through, you know, formerly known as successor by merger to as trustee 4, and then you see a number like 2007-HE5 or anything like that, a combination of numbers. You probably are dealing with a trust that has a pooling and servicing agreement, and this is what these attorneys like Mark Dan, the former Ohio AG, who's winning a lot of cases in Ohio, and he's going in and he's dissecting the pooling and servicing agreement and running it into court, and the judges, even though they're not focused on securitization per se, New York trust law has a foundation in these securitizations.
Well, I mean, the system has to write this or it will destroy confidence in everything.
Exactly. And people are starting to get a little disgusted with it, especially when they find out stuff.
A little disgusted.
Well, that's what I'm saying right now. We have to use a logical head, Alex. We can't go out and do some of the stuff that's going to get you thrown in jail. We've got to be reasonable with this, and we've got to take this thing. And there is a methodology to this, a method to the madness.
Now, what about, and we're going to break and come back and take calls, what about the system countering? I know they're trying to get some state laws passed. The same mirrors is okay. I know they're trying to get the feds to have an agreement with attorney generals. I know that they're trying to kind of cobble over and paper over this. How is the system countering this? How are they trying to keep the scam going?
Well, the bigger picture is the lack of prosecution. That in of itself, when you don't put the bad boys in jail, the dirty work keeps going on. So, you know, we come back to what we discussed first about Lanny and Eric and all the boys at the DOJ who used to be, basically partners with Covington and Burling, this law firm in D.C. that wrote the opinion letter for MERS. When you look at the bigger picture and you look at this 27-page white paper that was just released by Government Accountability Institute, they actually footnote all of the little causes of action that coulda, shoulda, woulda, but never happened because of the relationship between the DOJ, the SEC, and...
But now isn't that just the moral authority of the public waking up and juries and things that are involved and the fact that now it's almost like a public tort warning that now they've been told stop doing this? Does that add any weight to stop them?
It does in certain jurisdictions. We notice that, like New York, for example, a lot of the judges in the five boroughs, like Arthur Shack, they won't put up with this stuff, and they know robo-signing when they see it. If Arthur Shack would come to work for me, he'd probably be one of the best fraud spotters in the country.
Again, we go to robo-signing. That's been ruled.
It's still going on.
It's been ruled a fraud.
It's still going
on. And Obama's using a robot to sign now.
He has a robo-signer on his deed. His mortgage in Illinois.
But he's signing bills with a robot now, too.
He probably has a signing machine. A lot of them do. And they're using signing machines to sign the robo.
Well, no, he'll be in Hawaii and just say, sign that bill. That he shouldn't be able to do that.
Well, if it's not in front of a notary, go figure, because notaries require the president.
Yeah, it's all – look, I know what's going on here. Sure. The globalists are clouding all this so they can bring in a new system later they control and just go cashless and get rid of the old county deed systems. I'm telling you, they screw things up, tie all their fraud to everything, make it too big to fail, hold us hostage, and then roll out more tyranny as the solution.
They would like to put us on a national registry, but I think the states aren't buying it. That's the one thing, you know. Remember,
thank God for the founders. It's a separation of powers.
Exactly. And this is a problem when you're dealing with issues where the county land records have been there since time began in this country, and now you have an electronic data.
It's one of the few things that works great in government because it's ancient.
Exactly.
It's been figured out.
Exactly. And so when you have a system that comes in and runs totally juxtaposed to what we know to be true and factual.
Yeah, we'll take our 1,000-year-old system. We don't want your little fancy dandy foreign banker flim flam, you know, Bernie Madoff, Ken Lash, El Scamo system. We're going to come back with calls straight ahead. Amazing, and I mean amazing interview. Clouded Titles, Dave Krieger. Straight ahead, get it at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Now, guys, you know what T-Gen can do for you. Boosting testosterone is no small feat for a man of any age. But do you know what happens when you boost testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time? We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And during the Chamonix Summer Clearance Sale, you will get 3 bottles of the brand new Nitro Boost Nitric Oxide Enhancer absolutely free. It's the best offer you'll hear on the radio this summer. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of performance. And amazingly, during this summer clearance, it's free. Call 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644, and get the new Nitro Boost absolutely free with your T-Gen today. And even this crazy sale comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait. Call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
For a cadre of women. She only hires women to top positions. Well, she likes women. You know, I like women, too. But the point is that the men were told they were slaves, basically. So lawsuits are flying. Yeah, we ought to make her a Supreme Court justice. It'd be nice. You couldn't tell who was who, whether it was Sotomayor or Kagan or her. We could just kind of like, I mean, it could be like a game where you kind of spin the three around and go, which one is which, and you can't really tell. Maybe we could cross all three of them, make a new clone. That'll be our new ruler. You can tell the leader, though, has a little white spot in their hair. Most supervillains do have, like, kind of that little mark. I don't know what the deal is. Okay, we're taking your phone calls here, talking about the giant fraud. And before you leave, as you started getting into it, but we never got into it, before you leave, get into the Justice Department and our loving Attorney General, because he's a big part of this.
Well,
being a good fellow from Chicago, we're going to get to it.
I understand. Well, basically the word that's out on the street now through some of the reports that we're seeing, and we review these things on a daily basis, we're looking at issues between the DOJ and Covington and Burling, namely that the Eric Holder, Lanny Breuer were employees or partners, if you will, of Covington and Burling, which issued the opinion letter for MERS and MERS Corp. So when you have the DOJ tied to the entity that the banks basically use to transfer all their notes on Wall Street and play in the derivatives markets, you have some real issues.
Well, no, that's the word. I mean, you get the select groups, the law firms, the accounting firms, Arthur Andersen, and then you can do whatever you want. People ask, well, how come Mitt Romney not pay hardly any taxes? Well, he's part of the special club, and that's how the payoffs work. Let's go to some phone calls. Jim in West Virginia, you're on the air with our guest. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, two things utterly amaze me at their insanity. You can make every payment, but you never get the wet copy after you make all the payments of the notes. So it still isn't yours. And the banks collect and or foreclose based on a worthless copy of the original valuable note. Now, judges know the difference between a note and its copy. The copy is a forgery, for crying out loud, just like there's a difference between a Federal Reserve note and a Xerox copy of the currency. Can you comment on this criminal insanity on the part of the judges? And I'll just listen.
Well, the biggest part of the problem that we're seeing now is, when people bring stuff into court, the judges basically buy what evidence has been presented that hasn't been objected to. The bigger problem we're running into is a lot of people that go in there that get out-procedured by the banks, and I think this is where the largest part of what we're seeing is the problem. Not that, pro se litigation hasn't won. We had a case, Reed versus Fannie Mae in California, that just came out where she got a summary judgment. But
to be clear, if no one objects, they could go in there basically with the back of a Cracker Jack box and say, here's my proof.
Yep, bring anything they want. And the court will accept it as long as you don't object to it. This is the general game plan. And a lot of people do not understand when they go into court that you can literally get out procedured because these people have a specific game plan. We have networks across the country of foreclosure mills that all band together and share information in a big way. And I talk about that in the book. And so when you see all of this,
it's called organized crime.
Well, you call it what you want, but the fact of the matter is it's network sharing. And this is what we're trying to do on our end, is we're coming back and we have a network of about 40 attorneys that have all banded together and share information. And this network is growing. And there are significant players in this thing that are actually winning cases.
Now, like you said, former attorney generals of states and people like that. Thank you so much, caller. We're going to go to break and come back with more. We got to go to break. There's not time to get to a caller right now. But Truth Warrior, Mike, Nathan, and others, we're going to be talking to you. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, and you're listening to the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. There's a ton of amazing news, by the way, on the GCNLive.com website. Be sure and check that out. And then, of course, there's also the site where we're streaming video of this right now. If you'd like to watch us, prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event.
hand crank shortwave AM FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.